Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just got done picking up my dog's ashes. She passed away last Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's the worst. Oh.
Yeah. She lived 18 years.
Wow. What kind of dog
chihuahua.
Is she? Okay,
it's a little chihuahua.
The little ones seem to live longer because I have two big dogs and they're young. They're 4 and 5, and then I have one little dog and she's 9 or 10. And she, when I take them out, runs around like a little puppy. It's crazy that she has so much energy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks younger.
Yeah,
other
she
than
grew
if
up.
You look in her eyes, you can see like there, it's like looks like cataracts, so you could tell she's an older dog. But other than that, she looks so young. But what about yours? You said 18. That's a record, isn't it, for a chihuahua?
No, they can live up to 20 years old with the internet. So.
Wow.
What grew up with my daughter.
Oh, really?
I think. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know what my wife said. My daughter's 18, so she had her ever since she was a baby.
Oh, that's a hard hit for her so close to Christmas, too. You know, I'm sorry to hear that.
Aww. I'm driving right now. I'll have to give you the money on a different debit card because I'm like so broke
sure.
right now.
Okay, no, I figured.
This time of year.
I know. You told me to follow up with you today. That's why I thought I would. Can you do it while you're driving or should I call you back in a little bit?
Me back in a little bit. And we might have to drop the Facebook ads because having a dog die and have to pay for it, get cremated, you know, it's unexpected Ooh. Bill, and that was a few $100 on top of everything. Also, then my dump truck blew a tire this morning, so that was another unexpected bill that cost me a few hundred for a new tire. It's just, I can't catch a break.
Yeah, yep, it all happens at once, they say, but the good news is that you can only go up from here, right? It's the end of the year, and probably it's going to start picking up again, right?
Yeah, after New Year's, we should be back.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Awesome.
Everyone will start getting their tax refunds back. And
and that's when they're like, this is a good time to do my tree service, right?
Yeah, well, definitely down here in Florida, because in Florida, everyone has to prep for hurricane season.
Yeah. Oh, I see. When is hurricane season? Is it more towards the spring or the summer?
It's more towards like June, but everyone starts prepping like right after January, like mid-February, March, we're slam.
Wow.
And then we stay busy for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Because you can't do it just during hurricane season. You have to do it before hurricane season.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be ready so that when it hits, your trees are in a good shape to handle it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I would do is, because I know I have to pay you guys, you know, because I've been with you guys for years, even last time I started my company up north. So I'll get you guys paid, but hold off on the Facebook ads until I start getting some money rolling in.
Yeah. You know what? You've always been so good with us, and I'm going to help you out a little bit with your pricing. I'm going to put you into the corporate rate. So rather than $299 with the Facebook ads, it'll be $249. And if I take those off, it'll just be $149. But I'll grandfather you into that pricing. Yeah, you're considered
a loyalty
client.
That's how much I used to pay.
$149, really?
Yeah, the first time I had you guys for my business up north, and then I moved to Florida, and I back to you guys.
Yeah, we don't offer
it
anymore.
$299.
It's more for corporations now because we also deal with like Extra Space Storage and Subway Sandwich. So anytime they have like over 100 locations, they'll get the corporate rate. But yeah, we don't offer it anymore for mid to small size businesses. But I can definitely do it for you because you're a loyalty client. You've been with us for over a year now. So I'll do that. And so temporarily.
You won't believe how many other advertising companies that always tries to call me and try to get me a switch to them. I always tell them, I say, you guys are wasting your time. I've been with my advertising company twice now.
Wow.
For two different of my businesses, but it's like at least once every 2 weeks I have somebody else trying to call me and talk me into going with them. I'm a pretty lawyer first. If I like a customer service somewhere, I keep going back.
Yeah. Good for you. You know what? You probably save yourself a lot of heartache, too, being so loyal, because sometimes I talk to businesses where the owners think, oh, if I sign up with two or three companies, I'm going to get double or triple the results. But what happens is that it starts creating issues, because then there's multiple Google listings out there and duplicate information, and Google throws up a red flag, you know, and pretty soon it's hurting them and they don't even know it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even with my tire blowing out my dump truck this morning, I drove, because, you know, it's a dually, so it has four tires on the back. So if one blows out, you can still drive it.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, it's a dually dump truck. So I drove Esther 35 minutes just limping it, driving it slow to just go to my mechanic shop that I like to go to. I drove past 100 tire shops just mine. That's
wow.
That's how lawyer I am.
Well, hopefully they take good care of you too. You know, they know you're loyal, so I'm sure there's things they'll do for you that they won't do for other clients, you know? So.
Oh yeah, they gave me a free oil change actually and a free windshield wiper.
Oh good. That's great. Now you're ready for the rain.
Yeah, right. Okay, here, I actually just got home, so now I can ask Lee. Well, 1 second.
No problem.
Oh, hold on 1 second, my wife's calling me. 1 second.
Well, I'll wait. Yeah, take your time. Yeah.
Okay, I'm back.
Great, okay. So you said it was going to be a different card, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are.
It's 4802.
Okay.
09.
Mm-hmm.
30.
Okay.
07.
Mm-hmm.
93.
Got it.
3093.
And expiration?
0929.
Okay, and then the code?
535.
Perfect, okay. So, same billing address on Savannah Way?
Sure, I moved, but I can't, my address is, I still getting used to it. But yeah, you can
okay,
just do
so
that old one.
Let's see if it goes through. If not, oh yeah, it did. So it's under the old one. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So you are all good to go. And then as promised, I'll push the next billing out 30 days. So you're paid in full until January 19th. And then, if you want to put the Facebook ads back on, you can do that at any point in the month. You don't have to wait till the 19th. So you could always call mid-month if you wanted to reinstate those. But in the meantime,
you know, it's funny, right? What's funny is I never knew you guys was doing a Facebook ads. I've been running my own ads, and I've been
yeah.
setting the limit pretty high. Like there's one period of time I had it set for 300 hours a week, and I was getting crazy amount of leads.
Oh wow, yeah. You know what? It's always good to have it, especially in the beginning. But I always tell people that if you take it off, once you're ranking on Google, it won't impact you that much because most people will hire off of Google. So you might even want to stick with it at this, you know, lower rate. But remember, if you ever want to put those ads back on, you could always call us, okay?
Okay. Have you guys talked to Google yet? Because those reviews are driving me crazy.
They submitted it, and I think there was a note that said that there's Google to remove negative review, Nova, Summer Fitzpatrick, Corey Savage, Bradley Zapp, Diana Cox, Caleb Devers, Big Dog, and Kevin Armstrong. Reflagged reviews, provided screenshots to Google previously, new ticket submitted. Says ex-employee is spamming these. Okay, so they submitted it a second time. So usually that takes like 7 to 10 days, and that was submitted on the 16th. So I'll have them circle back to your account maybe next week and see if they're down. If not, I'll have them, you know, contact Google again, okay?
Okay, he posted it. I'm not sure if that's... Yeah, there's a new one for four days ago, Nova.
Uh-huh. Okay,
and
I think he caught that one because he put Nova on there, right?
Okay, yeah, because this one's talking all crazy. It's like this company hasn't paid for Angie's List or their Googler, and he's a scam. I'm like, if this is a real customer, who would be talking like that?
I think you and I even talked about that one. I was like, that is the weirdest thing because how would he know what you're paying for anyway? So the whole thing is
he doesn't. I never even told him.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
I pay all my bills. Sometimes it might take me a while around this time of year, but I always pay all my bills.
Right. I know you do. Yeah, your account's always been in good standing with us, you know. Give or take, if you need a couple of days here and there, then, you know, that's not a big deal. But, yeah.
Well, this is the first time, I think, with you guys ever.
I think so, because before this, I just had the note on your account that you changed your CVV, you know, and just to call for that when we have problems.
Yeah, I keep it locked all the time.
You're smart. Yeah, that's the way to do it, to kind of, like, control it a little bit, because sometimes, you know, I hear all kinds of horror stories with marketing companies. They'll overpromise and underdeliver, and next minute all this money is being taken out of their account that they weren't aware of, you know? So.
Right.
Yeah, so you're smart to kind of keep a handle on that. But
down here in Florida, they love to hack your bank accounts, definitely when you own a business and you swipe your cards at the stores or gas pumps. It has happened to us before. Happened to my wife, mm-hmm. Never happened to me because I keep my shit locked 24/7.
Huh. Yeah, it happened to me at a gas station once when I was very young, same thing. I just know that when the bank was investigating it, they said, do you use this gas station on this and that corner? And I said, yeah, I use it all the time. And they said, okay, stop using it. So they didn't really give me the details of what they found, but they pretty much said that it was coming from that gas station without saying it, you know? So.
Right.
Yeah. So, but okay. Well, I'm so sorry to hear about your puppy, but thank you for getting the account up to speed, and have a very Merry Christmas in case we don't talk again, okay?
Yep, you too. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Joshua. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.